The Ticket Time Wasters perform live at Lloyd Park in Grand Prairie this Saturday night at the Dodge Chrysler Jeep Summer Bash from AT&T Wireless and Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
It is 6:14 here on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. Good evening, everybody. You're listening to The Hard Line. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
We're joined by the remainder of the crew, the Cobra, Danny Paul, Kevin Scott with the Ticket Ticker, Psycho Dave at the helm, Barb Smith with Trafico Trafico, Rick Honeycutt at the barbecue pit, Miss Fugazi at the service elevator, and Dave in acquisitions. Got about another 45 minutes or so remaining on the presentation for tonight. Can I plug the next petty theft gig?
Sure.
Real quick. Because it's coming up very soon, like Wednesday of this week. It'll be at Main Street Live, which is an outdoor concert scene that they have set up in downtown Dallas at Pegasus Plaza, which is at Main and Ackard.
It's really cool down there.
Have you been to one of these things?
Yeah, I saw Danny's band play there. It's really, I mean, it's a nice setup down
You know,
there.
On some nights they go down there and they have outdoor movies. Well, they'll show a movie on a big screen outside. And they'll
really?
Do like classic movies. Like last week, I think they did Breakfast and Tiffany's. You know, I'm not real interested in that, but
well, they
it's kind of cool to go down there. It's kind of bringing back the old drive-in movie vibe.
They got beer set up out there, food. I mean, there's like little concession stand type places with local restaurants around there that have food. It's cool.
Well, it sounds very cool. I mean, I just can't imagine a downtown happening scene like that, but it sounds like they're making significant inroads toward creating one. And this Wednesday night, we will be playing down there. Downbeat will be at 7:15 sharp. It's going to be like a one-set thing. We're going to play about 45 minutes or so. And we will be opening for the great Monty Montgomery. So... come see us at Main Street Live if you're into seeing petty theft. The Eric Clapton Crossroads Guitar Extravaganza was all weekend at the Cotton Bowl. Anybody go to this?
Did not. Did not get to go.
No!
No, I didn't go. And you know, people were treating this, like, across the country, as their one big summer concert trip. This thing was huge nationally, and we just kind of, came
and went.
Yeah,
we were just laissez-faire about it.
Yeah.
I know that I was telling one of the other fellows in the band Friday night that you could not gauge my interest in this with a thimble. And now I think I might have been a little cavalier about that because it sounds like it was really cool. Anyway, joining us in here to discuss this is our pal from across the hall, a man who has left an indelible mark on things up here in the 13th floor, especially in the bathroom. John, God. John Winchester.
Yeah.
Now, John has heard nights.
7 to midnight.
On our more diminutive FM sibling with the black concert t-shirt, the half-smoked pack of Winstons, and the impending trip to the VA hospital.
Where'd you get that t-shirt
what?
At?
The mall.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's just a reproduction?
Yeah.
Because I went to that.
Did you really?
Bowel movement.
I went to that to that tour, that Led Zeppelin tour in 77. I used to have that t-shirt.
What year were you
every born? Night at 8 p.m. it's the mother load of lead.
That's right. On the bone.
That's right.
Your favorite Zeppelin request.
And you ride herd over that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you'll
I
play.
I see that.
You will play anything.
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 Any Zeppelin that people call in for,
anything.
You will play.
I do it.
All right.
Yes, sir.
So if I wanted to hear Trampled Underfoot tonight.
I'll do it tonight just for you.
All right. Very good.
Can the hard line pick the three songs from Zeppelin?
Sure. Of course.
All right. Boogie with Stew.
Pearl Jam. Trampled Underfoot.
And Braun Your Stomp.
Right.
Okay. Done deal.
You don't even play Boogie with Stew.
What's wrong with that?
Roll the Rain Song.
The Rain Song.
Ooh, yeah. It's a nice mellow song.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Just don't play Whole Lot of Love or Black Dog.
You don't hear that much, because I flip over there when
a little
they do
Stairway.
That. And no Stairway.
They do a lot of stuff you don't hear during the day.
It's good.
Mm-hmm.
So you were at this extravaganza, huh? That's why we got you in here.
I was actually the guy. We were broadcasting live all day yesterday. So I was the guy on the floor with the wireless mic, getting the flavor of the event, talking to the boneheads, telling people the do's and don'ts, what to do, what's coming up, and whatnot, while Jeff K. was broadcasting live from the suite, air-conditioned suite. I was down on the floor with the boneheads.
So what time did you get there?
I was on from 4 to 9, but I got there about 2:30.
How many people?
It says here 40,000, but I think that's lowballing it.
I mean, did the Cotton Bowl look packed, except for
maybe the end
zone? It didn't
look packed because the south end is where they set up the stage, and this stage was huge. It was a guitar-shaped stage, and while one act was on, they were setting up the next act, so there was no downtime in between sets, which I really thought was cool. It was very
cool. So they'd put one act on one end of the stage and set up the next one on the other, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. They had two stages, and it was just a huge guitar. And the only thing I didn't like about it is it had its high points and it had its low points throughout the day. Like, Joe Walsh came out and did a great job, and then Vince Gill would come out and sort of be a little bit more mellow, and sort of people would not be as excited and sit down and, you know, mellow out. And James Taylor was definitely very mellow.
Taylor is a great acoustic guitar player.
Yeah, he was great. He was great. It was just that it had highs and points, you know, high points and low points throughout the day.
Like, how long would the James Taylors and Vince Gill?
You know, they probably would play for four or five songs each until it got late when, you know, the heavy hitters would come out, like Clapton and ZZ Top and Santana.
Now, how long did ZZ Top play?
ZZ Top got cut short because of the rain that came through last night. And the big...
Now, that would have been a bummer, wouldn't it, Grego?
Yeah.
You go there and you wait all day for ZZ Top, and then they got cut short by rain?
Not much, though. I mean, they got a good five or six songs in there.
Now, what did they
They didn't play Crunchy, though.
They didn't play Crunchy?
They didn't play Crunchy.
Of course not. They're going to play
Crunchy.
Their hits.
Did they play their hits?
Yes, they did. They played Got Me Under Pressure, I believe. They played
TV Dinners.
Dramatic Mechanic.
TV Dinners. Did they play like...
Beer Drinkers and Hellraisers? I really don't remember the
Sharp
exact...
Sharp Dressed Man?
Yeah, they did do that.
Slip and Slide by Sleeping Bag?
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Legs?
I don't remember her legs. Got Me Under Pressure.
Touche.
Did I say that? Yeah, it was good. It was great. It was really cool.
Now, see, here's what I feared about this thing. I thought it was just going to be a bunch of mindless guitar jamming.
You know, I wasn't very excited about the show either. I wasn't really looking forward to being down on the heat and crawling around the pregnant women smoking cigarettes the whole afternoon.
Mm.
But
they were inseparable.
Oh dear.
It was really cool experience. Clapton is a showman. He did a great job. Layla, Grego's favorite cocaine. Wonderful night.
Why would you say that?
Because his name was Freebase. We know that. So did he play for a solid hour, Clapton?
He played for a long time, and he jammed. I mean, he did a great job. Yeah, he played for a long time.
Did he get every guitarist that was there to come up at the end?
You know, like, he would come out. He came out during B.B. King and rocked with him, or Bo Diddley. I can't remember which one it was.
What's the difference?
Yeah. And what's really odd...
Actually, quite a bit. But...
You know who brought it? You know who brought Joe Walsh on stage?
Neil Sedaka.
No. Mickey Rourke.
Really?
Really?
Everybody was just like, what?
The former topic of what went wrong?
Very
odd.
That's
what he's doing nowadays.
And then Joe Walsh came out and said, this song is dedicated to all the people that have never had a song dedicated to him when he went to Rocky Mountain Way, which is really cool, I thought. Everybody went crazy.
So what was the highlight?
Clapton.
Yeah.
Was Clapton the last guy?
Well, see, they were supposed to have... all of them come back on stage, like Joe Walsh, Eric Clapton, and ZZ Top, and Jeff Beck, and Santana all come on at the end and do some type of jam session. Didn't happen.
Because of the weather?
Because of the weather. They came out and said, the concert is over, good night. I had already split, because I knew the rain was coming.
How'd our buddy Neil Sean do?
Played at 11 in the morning.
Oh.
Yeah.
So
Squeaky was still asleep.
No, yeah. I had the metal shop the night before.
What about...
That'll wear you out.
Son of it all. I just had something on the top of my head.
What goes on in the metal shop?
It's metal. Crocus, Accept, Slayer, Megadeth, Metallica.
Crocus.
There we are, some Slayer.
Crocus.
Balls to the Wall. Crocus, Ballroom Blitz.
This is good the
stuff.
Only place in Dallas that you can hear this type of stuff.
Yeah, now.
Correct?
Now the Eagle's gone, yes, sir.
Yeah.
On Squeaky Show.
9 to
or
midnight.
Unless the snake pit breaks out.
It's a specialty show. It's only on Saturday nights from 9 to midnight. 9 to midnight.
Okay, let's talk about the crowd. Any good-looking girls?
Yeah.
Don't lie to me.
I'm not lying to you.
Now, is your taste for crap? I mean, do you have bad taste in women?
I don't think so.
Okay, so there was good-looking girls?
Yes.
All right. I'm just not going to ask. I mean,
but for every one good-looking girl, there was a slob.
Right.
Was there one woman had both her boobs were just tattooed, and I had the wireless mic, so I was going around trying to talk people, and
right.
She went into a half-hour spiel about how they're Indian tattoos and what they mean, and I just wanted to look at her boobs. It was great.
Now, was there a lot of pot smoke down
there? Oh, a lot of pot smoke. Everywhere. Everywhere was the pot smoke.
Really?
Everywhere.
Well, how would you like to have been down there on that floor, Greg?
Santana was there.
Yeah, how was Santana? Did Carlo show up?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Was he there with his full band, or was he just up there by himself?
And there was people playing with him, but I don't know who his whole full band is.
Was Rob Thomas there?
From Matchbox 20?
Yeah.
No. No.
All right, so was it like 90-10 guy-to-girl ratio probably?
A lot of dudes.
Yeah.
A lot of blankets and people, a lot of couples. I mean, there wasn't like a lot of...
What, a big single scene?
No.
So a lot of guys who put off the trip to the VA hospital after this thing.
A lot of shirts were coming off. And
so was the floor, no seats on the floor?
No seats on the floor. They actually blankets? Put some type of like plastic over the grass that had little holes in it. And they had a misting tent. And they had porta potties all over the place. And the beer lines were set up in horrible
handy
locations.
For you, no doubt.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually got thrown out.
You did?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
For what?
For being down on the floor with a microphone. They're like, hey, Squeaky, why don't you go up to the front of the stage? I go up there, and this dude comes up and grabs the back of my shirt and just starts cussing at me. And I'm like, look, man, I got a press pass. He's like, I don't get out of here. So I got thrown out.
Did you show him your fake leg, too?
I almost clubbed him with it.
Sympathy or something?
No sympathy with the leg.
Wow.
So, yeah, I got thrown out.
So why Dallas? Why did they do this in Dallas? I mean, it seems like that L.A. or New York would be a more appropriate venue. I mean,
you know,
why Dallas?
From what I've heard, Clapton is really fond of this area. For whatever reason. This is one of the few places that when he comes in town, he will go to a couple of AA meetings here. Just, I don't know why, but I've heard that he's always been really fond of the Dallas area.
And that's what the whole show was, creating money for anti-drug campaign.
And the Crossroads Foundation.
Yeah, we hear he's looking in Kessler Park.
I don't think so. So it was worth it, though? It was fun?
I thought it was, and it was a three-day festival. It was going on Friday and Saturday. They had guitar clinics and different people out there, and everybody out there that I've talked to or that's called into the Bone today just said, you know, it was the best $60 they ever spent.
I'm just wondering
that's
if Friday...
That's pretty cheap, $60.
And that was the expensive tickets. They were also $15 and $40, but if you walked up that day, there were $60 just to get in the door.
I'm wondering if Friday and Saturday was more just like Yngwie Malmsteen...
It was clinics.
...guitar crap going on. And then Sunday, acts were actually there. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
you know, with James Taylor and Santana and ZZ Top and Clapton and, you know, whoever.
But, you know, when we had Neil Sean on the other day, he made it sound like that everybody was going to play like one song and that's it.
I think on the lower end of the ladder, like him... As far as Clapton was concerned, yeah, they got one or two songs. And Neil Sean was not even playing on the main stage. He said there was two stages set up.
There may have been one
on
Saturday.
Yeah, like way off somewhere.
But, I mean, Cotton Bowl was packed. It was fun. It was a cool experience. I got out just in time, got right home.
Really?
You know, I was worried about the traffic. I was, oh, man, I don't know how they're going
to... Now you're already gearing up for the metal shop this week, huh?
Gearing up for the metal shop.
Well, all right, John. Always great to have you on with us.
Thanks,
Vicky. Always great to hear your stories.
Stay hard.
Now, wait, what are you going to play for us tonight at 8 o'clock?
Motherload of Lead, Trampled Underfoot.
What?
Boogie with Stew.
No, not Boogie with Stew.
Why?
Okay, how about In the Light? That's a nice long one.
How many songs we get?
Three.
Rain Song?
Take the three longest ones so he can go poop.
Oh, I got a good... Do you guys got time? I got like a two-minute story.
Go ahead.
I went to a wedding last weekend in Toledo.
Oh, yeah. No.
And when I woke up, they're like, here's... They're like, slip. Everybody wouldn't start drinking. The wedding was like at 2. I'm not used to being up in the morning. I'm a night guy. I said, I can't drink beer. I'll have to use the body. So anyway, we're slamming Bud Lights. It's up in Toledo, Ohio. There's no cops. Get to the church. I went in there and gave birth. I mean, it's better than the one I gave birth to. in the 13th floor.
John.
And it was the only bathroom in the church. It was before the wedding, and people were going to be using it. So the father made me plunge it.
Are you kidding?
Flush it?
Oh, it wouldn't flush. At the church.
What is up with you?
I wished you guys were there because you were the first people I thought of upon its inception.
Would you have gone in to check it out?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I would want to see that.
Actually, one of my friends took a picture of the father handing me the plunger.
Priest.
Yeah.
Made you plunge your doo-doo.
It was my buddy's wedding, and he goes, you got to get rid of that thing. You got to do it. That's the
plunging doo-doo. Why'd you claim it?
Because I would have felt bad for what if the bride or her mom went in there.
That's what would have been great about it.
Oh,
the bride goes in there, has to hike up that big white dress. And there that football is.
Well,
she does. She sees that. God, what a hero you would have been, John.
When they told me it was the only bathroom in there, I was like, uh-oh, this isn't good.
Good work.
Wow.
You've done it again.
They saw me go in there, so I knew, you know, it wasn't like I could hide from it.
You've done it again. All right, there he is, John Winchester of 93.3 The Bone.
Listen to him tonight.
And what do? You get the lead out at 8?
The mother load of lead.
Oh, the mother load of lead. Okay. Check it out at 8 o'clock.
Get the lead out.
Oh, okay. Check it out at 8 o'clock tonight. All right, coming up next, golf talk?
No, Smarty Jones.
Oh, Smarty Jones talk. All right, that next here on the ticket.